Hey, you guys, what are you doing tomorrow night?
Oh, well, let me see. I believe I'm, yes, falling asleep in front of the TV.
Well, my agent hooked me up with 6 tickets to a great play.
I could fall asleep at a play.
What is it?
Well, it's a one-woman play called Why Don't You Like Me? A Bitter Woman's Journey Through Life.
Oh. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, that does sound interesting. I mean, to listen to a woman complain for 2 hours, I don't think it gets better.
I know. We can drive, we can vote, we can work. What more do these broads want?
Well, you guys are going to have a great time, I promise.
What? How come you don't have to go?
Oh, well, I wish I could, but I just found out that I have to be at work really early the next day, so I can't go. But, you know, take the extra ticket and invite whoever you want.
Ooh, let's see. Who do I hate?
Oh, sorry. Okay. Oh, no. Ask you a question? Yeah. Do you think it's possible for two friends to fool around and not have it be a big deal?
No, I don't think that ever works. Why?
No reason.
Hello.
Yeah.
Who do you want to fool around with?
Nobody! Forget it! Hi.
Seriously, I did not understand a word you just said. In the hall. Okay. You want to fool around with Joey?
Yeah.
You know what? Ever since I had that dream about him, I can't get it out of my head. I don't know, what's the big deal? People do it all the time.
Who?
Who do you know that are friends that just fool around?
Okay. Off the top of my head,
Don and Janet.
Huh. Who are they?
I know them from work.
Both of them?
No, just one of them.
Which one?
I don't know. What were the names I just said?
Rachel, things could get incredibly complicated.
All right,
you're right. I won't do anything with Joey. I just thought it would... Okay, so that'd be 2 cups of tarragon, 1 pound of baking soda, and 1 red onion?
What the hell are you cooking?
Hey. Oh, you guys won't believe what I have to do for work today.
Yes, but Ross, you chose a career of talking about dinosaurs.
There are these 2 professors who are joining my department, and I have to meet them here and show them around campus.
What's so bad about that?
Well, I just know they're going to be a couple of old windbags wearing tweed jackets with suede elbow patches.
Ross?
Well, these aren't suede.
Excuse me. I'm looking for someone. You don't by any chance know Ross Geller?
No.
Hi. I'm Ross Geller.
Oh, hi. I'm Professor Wheeler.
Oh, that's nice.
It's good to meet you. Thank you so much for taking the time out to show me around.
Oh, no, it's no big deal. I mean, if I weren't doing this, I'd just, you know, be at the gym working out.
You gonna introduce us?
I think we're just blurry shapes to him now.
By the way, I really enjoyed your paper on the connection between geographic isolation and rapid mutagenesis.
Oh, I wrote that in 1 minute.
20 bucks says they're married within the month.
Well, we should probably probably get yours. You know, we got a lot of ground to cover.
Oh, isn't there another professor that's supposed to come with us?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure Professor Spafford from Cornell.
Well, he's obviously late. And the rule in my class is, if you can't come on time, then don't come at all. An option that many of my students use. So?
You don't think we should wait for him?
Oh, you know what? He's a big boy. I'm sure he'll find us, okay?
Professor Geller?
Damn it!
Hi, Joey. It's Jan Rogers. Can't wait for your party tonight. Listen, I forgot your address. Can you give me a call? Thanks. Bye.
Hey!
Hey!
Stefan.
Yeah. It's a real shame you can't make it to that one-woman show tonight.
Oh, I'd love to, but I gotta get up so early the next day. You know me. Work comes first.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Joey. It's Jan Rogers. Can't wait for your party tonight.
Stupid Jan Rogers!
You are having a party tonight?
No!
Joey!
Yeah. Kind of having a thing for the Days of Our Lives people.
And you weren't going to tell us? How did you think you were going to get away with that?
I do it every year.
You do that every year?
I didn't have to tell you that! Stupider than Jan Rogers!
That's why you got us tickets to that play, to get rid of us!
Yeah.
And last year, is that why you sent us to that Medieval Times restaurant?
Yeah.
And the year before that, when you set up that nighttime tour of that button factory?
I can't believe you guys went for that one.
I know. Why would you invite us to your party?
All right, well, you're fine, okay? But everyone else acts like an idiot around famous people.
Well, then so just invite me.
Please, I was trying to be nice. You're the worst one.
Joey, come on, please, let me come. I will behave, I promise. I will behave, please, just
okay, listen. Okay, fine, you can come. But don't tell anybody else. It's up on the roof at 8.
I'm so on the roof, party! I'm going to go on the roof, party! Oh, my God!
And it's out of my system.
And then my wife and I went on a cruise to the Galapagos. There was a seafood buffet you wouldn't believe. There were clams and mussels and oysters and cracked crab and snow crab and king crab. It's a pity I'm allergic to shellfish.
So where did you get your undergraduate degree?
And that's not all I'm allergic to.
Oh, it's not over.
I'm also allergic to peanuts and cashews and almonds and filbert.
So basically all nuts.
Interestingly, no.
I'm trying to play it fast and loose with the word interesting.
If you'll excuse me, I'm going to use the restroom. When I come back, remind me to tell you about the different types of animal dander I'm allergic to.
Oh, my God!
I've lost the will to live.
Let's ditch him. What? Come on, we're still in the bathroom.
I'm begging you.
Okay, fine. But I just have one question for you. When we exit, should we walk or run or prance or stroll?
He talks slow, but he might pee fast. Okay, let's go.
Well, we actually managed to salvage the day.
Yeah, we did. Thanks for spending so much time with me.
Oh.
I'm so lucky it worked out you don't have class on Tuesday.
Right. Oh, hey, you guys. This is Charlie. Charlie, this is Phoebe, and my sister, Monica.
Hi.
Yeah, Charlie's going to be joining my department.
Oh, you're a paleontologist, too. Oh, okay. Now, what do you think of Renyard's new theory of species variegation in segmented arthropods?
Well, I think he's a little out there, but he does have some interesting ideas. Oh, I'm sorry.
Renyard's theory of species variegation?
Yeah, I saw the article on your coffee table. I memorized the title to freak you out.
So, did you two have fun?
Oh my God, she's great. I mean, we have so much in common, and she's just cool, you know, and funny.
Man, I don't know if you've noticed, but she's a hottie. Hi.
Hey,
hi, you guys. Listen, you know what? I'm not feeling really well, and I think I'm gonna get to go to the play.
Really? What's wrong?
I don't know. I think it's kind of serious. You know, I was watching this thing on TV this morning about Newcastle disease. And I think I might have it.
Newcastle disease is a secretion-borne virus that only affects chickens and other poultry.
Okay, who's this?
I'm sorry, Rachel. This is Charlie Wheeler. She's a colleague.
Oh, hi. Well, I would shake your hand, but I'm sure you don't want to get my chicken disease. Now, Rachel, can I see you for a second?
Sure.
You're not sick.
What?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then why are you all dressed up?
What? When you're sick, you do whatever you can to make yourself feel better.
You just want to stay home so you can make a move on Joey.
Oh, no, I've heard you before. That is so not what this is.
Okay, then what is this?
Okay. Joey is having a secret Days of Our Lives party up on the roof, and he sent you guys to the play to get rid of you.
What?
What's going on?
Joey is having a secret Days of Our Lives party up on the roof! And he didn't want you guys to know about it, but I came over here to tell you.
I thought he came to say you were sick.
All right, professor or detective? Joey's having a party, and he wasn't going to invite us?
Yeah,
he does it every year. That's why he's sending you to the play. That's why he sent us to that medieval restaurant and to that button factory and that horrible museum tour.
No, I arranged that.
Hey, you guys, I'm turning in. Have fun.
You know about your party, Joey?
What party?
The game's over. Take off your robe.
Hey,
no!
Nice to meet you.
Hey, you made it,
all right. Hey, glad you could make it. Thanks for coming.
Oh, my God, Kyle Louder. I love you.
That's why I didn't invite you. You have to calm down, all right? Just go get yourself a drink.
Oh, yeah, that's what you want. My inhibition's lowered. Hey, oh, my God, can you believe we're surrounded by all this? I can barely control myself.
Monica, you might want to remember that you're married.
Where is Chandler, anyway? Oh, my God, Chandler.
Where the hell is everybody?
Why don't you like me? Chapter one, my first period.
Hey, Joey said no autographs. But if she's getting one, I want one too. To Monica. And none of this best wishes crap. I want love.
Actually, Matthew was just giving me his phone number.
Oh, man. If I had known I was coming to this party, I never would have gotten married.
It's nice to meet you, Rachel.
Nice to meet you.
Call me.
We will.
Look at you with all the guys.
Yeah.
Guess you've forgotten all about Joey.
Yeah, well, I guess I have forgotten about Joey, and clearly you've forgotten about Chandler.
Please, Chandler's the love of my life. Ooh, leather pants, have mercy.
So, do you get to go to things like this often?
Okay, come on, this is New York. I mean, one night you're at a rooftop party filled with soap stars, and the next night you're... Oh my kidding, this is so cool. So, it's probably going to be hard for you to leave Boston, huh?
Actually, I'm kind of happy to be leaving. I just broke up with someone.
Oh, so sad. Still, it can't be easy for you to leave Harvard, especially after working alongside a Nobel Prize winner like Albert Wintermeyer.
Actually, Albie is the guy I broke up with.
You dated Albert Wintermeyer?
Yeah.
And you called him Albie? I mean, that's like calling Albert Einstein, Albie.
Yeah, well, he is a brilliant man.
You think? I mean, you went out with the guy who improved the accuracy of radiocarbon dating by a factor of 10.
Yes, and, well, that is everything one looks for in boyfriends. He had a lot of issues.
Oh, like what? I'm sorry, I don't mean to pry. It's just that this must be what regular people experience when they watch Access Hollywood.
Okay, you want the dirt? Albie was seriously insecure. I mean, he was really intimidated by the guy he dated before him.
Who's intimidating to a guy who won the Nobel Prize?
A guy who won two.
Two? What? Don't tell me you dated Benjamin Hobart.
Yeah, for 3 years.
Oh my God. Have you ever been in a relationship with someone who hasn't won the Nobel Prize?
No. But oh, there was my first boyfriend, Billy.
Oh, yeah? No Nobel Prizes for him?
No. But he did just win a MacArthur Genius Grant.
What a loser. Some more wine?
Hey, Ron. How's it going with Charlie?
Oh, great. After I finish my wine, I'm going to blow my average-sized brains out.
What's the matter?
She only dates geniuses and Nobel Prize winners. Oh, my God. At the Chinese restaurant earlier today, I put chopsticks in my mouth and pretended to be a woolly mammoth.
I always loved that.
Of course you would. Your brains are smaller than mine. Well, I can't compete with the guys she goes out with. They're so out of my league. Oh, my God.
Worse?
Oh, much, much worse. I did my impression of Joan Rivers as one of the earliest amphibians.
Can we walk?
Oh, you like that?
No.
What?
Come on. I think that's funny. Holy man.
Well, I bet you're all thinking that now would be a really great time for an intermission, huh?
Oh, yes, God, yes.
Well, you're not going to get one. Because in life, there are no intermissions, people. Now, chapter 7. Divorce is a four-letter word. How could he leave me?
I don't know. You seem lovely.
Hey, Ross. This is one of my co-stars, Dirk. Dirk, this is my good friend Ross.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Hey, so what show are you on?
Oh, I'm not an actor. I'm a professor of paleontology.
The science.
Oh.
Hey, well, listen, I play a scientist on dates. Yeah, my character just won a Nobel Prize. Hey, Ross, listen, Dirk was wondering about the woman that you brought and if you guys are together or...
Oh, well, no, but, I mean, she only goes out with really, really smart guys.
Hey, I got a 690 on my SATs.
I'd lead with that.
That's it, just sign right on the bra.
Monica!
Don't worry, Joe, I won't come next year.
What do you got there?
Oh, just some boys gave me their phone numbers.
Oh, really? Let me see.
Oh.
Damn, that's a lot of guys. Are you a little slutty?
I think I am.
Let me see if I approve any of these clowns. Oh, this guy wears a rug. This guy's Canadian. Oh, and this guy is in a cult, okay? It'll cost you $5,000 to get to level 3, and I don't feel any different.
That will pass. Pass.
Why? Why? What's wrong with these guys?
Well, nothing major. It's just that, you know, they're not really good enough for you, and you deserve the best.
Joey, so sweet.
It's true. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because I already know who you're going to go home with tonight.
Who?
Me.
What? Really?
Yeah, because we live together. It's
oh
a joke.
So, how did you enjoy the play?
Oh, my God. Honey, I am so sorry.
Well, you should be. You missed the most powerful 3 hours in the history of the theater.
You really liked it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, at first I hated it, but why wouldn't I? Because as a man, I've been trained not to listen! But after chapter 16, fast, single, and ready to mingle, I was uplifted.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I had no idea the amazing journey you go through as a woman. Tell me about your first period.
No!
Did somebody sign your bra?
So I got it when I was 13. Really? So listen, is that you and the dinosaur girl? Are you really just going to let a couple of Nobel Prizes scare you off? What is that? Come on, the piece of paper?
It's actually a $1 million prize.
Go, Charlie. But my point is, okay, so she dated them, but she also broke up with them. Maybe she's looking to, you know, slum it with some average Joe PhD.
Yeah, maybe. Then I do have my whole career in front of me. I mean, I could still win a Nobel Prize. Although the last two papers I've written were widely discredited.
You're so much more than just brains. You are sweet and kind and funny.
And sexy.
Okay, well, give her a chance to see all that.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks, Phoebs. I'm going to go find her.
Good for you. Hey, and I thought your paper on punctuated equilibrium in the Devonian era was top-notch.
Stop going through my stuff.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I've changed my mind. I'm going to do it. I'm going to kiss Joey.
No, you can't. Friends hooking up is a bad idea. Please, what about you and Chandler? That's different. I was drunk and stupid. Well, hello. What about all the guys that you got the phone numbers from? Why don't you just kiss one of them?
I could, but I don't want to. I want to kiss Joey.
All right. I think it's a big mistake, but it's your decision. I'm going to do it. And I can't stop you.
No.
Well, can I at least have the phone numbers?
Hey, Rich, have you seen Charlie anywhere?
I'm smarter than him!
Hey, thank you so much for these tickets, Chandler.
Oh, well, this was a really important experience for me, and I wanted to share it with you.
Yeah, you're so wonderful.
Why don't you like me? Chapter 1, my first period.
Can't believe you guys bought that. Enjoy your slow death.